Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah He. In the times of the Mishnah, the coins were made from different metals and they were based on the weight that they had. So even though a coin may have been minted a certain value, if it was worn down and lost some of its metal, then it was really worth technically less than the amount that it was minted for. So here we'll talk about how much could a coin be worn down and still be used in the world of commerce for its minted value without having to worry about the laws of Ona'a, even though we've said simply that the laws of Ona'a, according to Hachamim, is more than 1/6 or less than 1/6 of the amount, then we'd assume it's that, but that really only is the halakha when it comes to merchandise. Because when it comes to merchandise, there's a fluctuating market and people are willing to pay sometimes a little bit more or a little bit less for an item, up to a 1/6 amount. But when it comes to coins, people are very particular and they wouldn't overlook any difference, even a very small difference. And we'll say in this Mishnah that difference is going to be 1 in 24. If there's more than a 1 in 24 weight missing of the coin, it's considered to be a problem of ona'a. Mishnah says, we'll do that calculation over here. How much could a selah be worn down or missing some of its weight and not be a problem of ona'a, and it could still be used as its minted value? Rabbi Meir omer, arba'a isarin, isar ledinar. Says Rabbi Meir, it could be missing up to 4 isar, which is 1 isar for each dinar in the selah. So it could be missing basically 1/24 of the weight of the selah. We have 96 isar in a selah, and we could have up to 4 isar missing with that selah. So that equals 1/24. If 1/24 is missing, up to 1/24 is not a problem, but once it hits 1/24 of the selah missing its weight, that is considered to be a problem of ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda omer, arba'a pundeyonot, pundeyon ledinar. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it can be missing up to 4 pundeyon. Pundeyon is worth more than a isar, which he says is a pundion for a dinar, not a selah for a dinar, but a pundion for a dinar, and he would end up with the conclusion that you could be missing up to 1/12 of the weight of the selah, different than the 1/24 of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could be missing up to 1/12 of the weight of the selah, and it's not a problem of ona'a. Once it hits 1/12 of the weight of the selah, it is a problem of ona'a. Last opinion, Rabbi Shimon omer, shemona pundionot, Shene pundeyonot ledinar. Says Rabbi Shimon, it could be missing up to 8 pundeyonot, which is 2 pundion for each dinar. That would translate into 1/6 of the weight. If 1/6 of the weight is missing, it's a problem of ona'a. If it's less than 1/6 of its weight missing, it's not a problem of ona'a. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no difference between merchandise and coins. It's all the same. 3 opinions here. How much could a selah be missing and still be used as a minted value? The first opinion, just to review, was Rabbi Meir, who said up to 1/24 of the weight could be missing, and it's not a problem of ona'a. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 1/12 of the weight can be missing. And lastly, according to Rabbi Shimon, up to 1/6 of the weight could be missing, and it wouldn't be a problem of ona'a.